I'm stuck in the chicken coop. Oh, man.
Entertaining, are you?
This is fantastic.
Uh-huh. There's a latch there so that it doesn't lock on me.
Hey, this is Jared.
Hey, friends. This is Annette, and this is our Azure Farm podcast, where we're going to talk about all things farm, family, home, and all things in between. We hope you enjoy it.
Hello, everybody. We've got an exciting follow-up to last week's episode.
Exciting.
Last week, we chatted about how we must learn to have more patience in life. We ordered little Sebastopol gosling eggs, and they have been in the incubator, and I have been all the time staring at the eggs, checking on the eggs, doing all the things. So learning patience. But then this last weekend, that got taken to a whole new level.
It sure
keeping
did.
Things exciting around here, you know. And we learned a whole nother lesson. So, yeah, I'll start by saying it was Friday of last week. It was beautiful and sunny, you know.
Warm-ish.
The weather things that happen all the time.
50, 60 degrees. And then there was looming 17 degrees is coming.
And possible snow. And it's like, you've got to be kidding me, right? Like, come on.
So Annette goes to the store and she buys all these sheet-type things
frost
to
blankets.
Cover. Yeah. Thank you for the technical term. To cover our blueberries. Yep. Not all our blueberries, but some. So Ava and I are putting them over the blueberries. And
like Friday, we're just getting ready. There's not a whole lot you can do, unfortunately, when it literally was almost 70 degrees on Friday during the day and sunny. And then that night it was going to go down in the high 20s.
And so it was snowing.
That drastic change did cause the snow to fall.
Yep. So we are laying in bed.
Friday night.
It's raining, pouring rain, wind.
Sleeting,
like,
starting to sleep.
And then I wake up around 4-ish a.m. and I say, Annette, the power's off. And she's like, what? I'm like, the power's off. And she says, the eggs!
So the one thing. So let's talk about the one thing that was my fear this whole time.
She did not want to lose power because of the eggs. And so for a long time, we've been talking about getting a generator. And at first, I was like, oh, yeah, big fancy generator, like power your whole house. I won't even know the power is down. So we went down that route, and you get those quotes, and you're like, wowza, got to trade in a car
maybe
to
not.
Get a generator. Well, anyway, I roundabout waited. Finally, when Annette got these eggs, she's like, we really need to have a plan. I'm like, okay. So I got one of these little generators that's really little. Literally, you can carry it around with one arm, and ordered it off Amazon. Thought, well, Annette could use this if I wasn't around or anything. And I left it in the box in the garage, ready to go. I needed to get some gas. And, well, that's where it was. So at 4 a.m., as we were racing up, Annette says, the eggs. And I'm thinking, oh, boy, I've not opened that generator. Well, now's our moment. So I rush outside, open it up. No gasoline. And I realized, okay, no gasoline. Yep, got to find gas. So I off to the races trying to find gasoline.
You're okay. Like in the barn, like, wait, what's this gas can? What's in this gas can?
Yeah, what's
is
in this
it
one?
Diesel?
In this
is
one?
It regular? Is it?
Oh, man. So then get the gas. Now guess what? Don't have oil. Like after all that, I don't have oil. I don't think there's oil in the barn. Now it's like 4:30. I'm like, oh boy, burned 30, 40 minutes here. This is not good. And it's cold. I mean, we're talking.
It was in the 20s. It had literally been almost 70 degrees. And it was now like snowing. There was snow on the ground.
Oh, there was snow on the ground.
At 4 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just like, oh no. So I'm thinking about going over to my sister and brother-in-law's and just plugging it in their garage. They got a carport. Won't even have to wake them up. And that's like, it's 20 degrees outside. The eggs will never stay warm enough. I'm like, oh, yeah, good point. Thought about waking people up. Then I had the brilliant idea. The little church we go to just down the road, 5 minutes. I've got a code. And I'm like, I'm going to take him to the church. Going to the chapel. You know. And so I load him up. put them in my front seat, and I'm racing off on these icy roads. We get black ice here in Georgia. And the eggs are kind of rolling around thinking, oh no, they're going to break by the time I get them there. So I have to open the lid, which lets all the humidity out, all the heat out, put this little sweatshirt of Ava's on all four eggs in a corner. Oh, I didn't mention this part. They're dripping everywhere, this condensation pan.
Because I'm like, Jared, you got to pour water in it. He's like, what? I mean, let me tell you, for days, I made a chart so I could keep track of what I was doing with these eggs for the month of incubation. And legit, on the last day, the day before that these eggs are due to hatch, this happens.
This happens. So, off to the church. I find this closet with this plug-in, and then I got to fill it with more water. Then I got to get it, and then that sounds like it's broken. The fan's going, brrr, and Annette's on the speakerphone. What's going on with my eggs? And Ava's like, there's Daddy driving down the road.
And it's like 5 a.m., literally.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no.
So we get the eggs going, and Annette didn't want me to really make an announcement during church because she's like, everybody's going to just run to the closet and start playing with the eggs. And she was right. After church, everybody wanted to see the eggs and try and peek at them. But boy, it was such a lesson. Ended up that our blueberries all frosted and died.
Yeah.
Maybe our fruit trees. I don't know. I haven't dared look at them.
I know.
I had a friend with like thousands of blueberries all died. And it was like, what in the world? So there was probably a lot of lessons that we learned that night or morning.
Yeah, weekend.
One of them was, so I'm gonna try and play this out if I can.
Okay.
There are some people, you may be one, you may know one, they borrow trouble from the future. I can only say this because I've been one of these people. They are always... Do you hear this is coming? You hear this is going to happen? So they're always telling you, almost maybe it's like doom and gloom stuff, wah, potentially. Wah. Wah, wah. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. And you're like, oh, I don't really know if I want to talk to this person. Everything bad is happening. And then the extreme of that one would be, or the other end of the extreme would be ignorance. I just don't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, all those things are coming. I don't want to know. So I think that's probably an unhealthy balance.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the healthy balance of preparing for things that could happen and having the peace of mind that if and when they do happen, well, I'm prepared. So for me, I for weeks thought this little generator, it's so easy. It's brand new. I'm just going to pull it out of that box and crank it right up. And I'll tell you, after I did everything, it was about that easy, but I just needed gas and oil. But, and I remember when we finally got it working the next night.
Because our power
went off again.
Our power came back on Saturday morning, but then it went back out Saturday night. The storms were so terrible, and we do live far out enough that if a branch hits something, it's going to be a minute before our power is back. So it went on and off Saturday.
So I get it all rigged up. I got extension cords running the windows, sealing the windows with like t-shirts and sweatshirts.
Oh. Yeah, I was gonna say something. Saturday night then, yeah, so it's cold again. The eggs were still at the church because we weren't gonna risk until we knew our power was back on 100%. But we do have the one gosling that had already hatched. So we put him in our bedroom.
Oh yeah,
with us, had the generator warming because we had a heater going on in there. So we have the
heater, yeah.
We got the gosling, we got Ava, we got it tweeting. It was quite the adventure. 24 hours.
17 blankets.
Literally. It was so cold again Saturday night.
And then I think as soon as we got all cozy and everybody's in there, the power came back on.
Yeah, that happens every time, I feel like.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
But it just showed me, like, it's so easy to have the mindset of being prepared, but just kind of putting it off a little bit. Like, yeah, I'll do it. So yeah, I kind of learned a very valuable lesson. Being prepared is something you're always doing. It's not just, okay, prepared and done. It's like it's kind of a way of life. Maybe it's the other end of procrastination.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I learned. Kind of peace of mind comes with, yeah, if that happens, we're fine. We'll be ready for it. Rather than, it's emergency. Happening.
Well, and I think so too. Sometimes for me, it's like, if there's something that you have the time and can do it and you're able to do it, then don't wait to do it till the next day. It's like, sometimes I know me in my daily life, I'm like, I'm going to do that. Oh yeah, I am going to do that. And I just put it off for whatever reason. So it's like, seize the day, seize the moment, you know?
Well, I mean, I think about it now. If I'd have just, when I got that generator, opened it up, looked at it and said, okay, I'm going to need gas and oil over the next 3.5 weeks.
You probably would have had the oil.
A thing of oil, had my gas, set them beside the thing and be ready to go.
Yeah.
But no, it took an ordeal.
So we were very sleep deprived, needless to say, all of Saturday. Yeah. The eggs stayed at the church till Sunday sometime. Yeah. They were plugged in the whole time. Brought them back home. And there's a few eggs that didn't make it, I don't think, because of the power being out. I think they just weren't great ones to begin with. But we have one hatching now.
Right this minute.
Right this minute. So it worked out okay. As it's meant to be. And it was one of those things for me as well, just in terms of like the eggs and learning patience. And I kind of, you know, I had the choice to either be super disappointed and or mad at Jared because it's like we had talked about this.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, so I had the choice to either be like really mad and upset and I can't believe this, these eggs could all die. Or I could just be like, you know what? We've done, it's like the best we can. I've prayed and hoped these little eggs would hatch. If they're meant to hatch, they will. If not, they won't. And I didn't even stress out about it because I was like, I can choose to be stressed out or we're just going to move forward and hope for the best. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a choice also sometimes when something comes your way. You can decide whether or not you're going to react. And yeah, I'm excited. So we've got the one gosling, the one hatching. I went and got two little baby ducks today to be friends with this group of things. And we'll see. I'm like on a waiting list for more. It's this geese hunt thing is quite the, I mean, it is like, it's like a secret thing. Like I didn't realize, like legit, I'm on a waiting list.
Like black market.
I'm on multiple waiting lists from multiple places.
We're in the wrong business.
At some point I hope to have, a boy and girl that can be boyfriend, girlfriend. And maybe next year we will have little baby geese, more little baby geese.
Love it.
And lots of power with our generator in case the power goes
out. That's right.
So all good. All good things. Things happen for a reason. So we're just going to roll with it. And yeah, it's fun to share. So we will be back next week and see you then.
What if we could argue next week that maybe things don't happen for a reason?
Oh, boy.
I kind of take offense to that statement.
Really?
Not from you, but from the idea.
Okay, fine.
We should talk about it.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Okay.